Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with another episode from the archives. When presented with a diagnosis like type 2 diabetes, it can be easy to spiral into thinking that you'll need insulin forever. But with lifestyle changes, that doesn't have to be the case. I'll let former Lauren explain. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. If you've been diagnosed with diabetes, no doubt you've been told to change your eating habits, more veggies, fewer sweets, and to get more exercise. These actions were thought to control your diabetes, but not to reverse it. But a paper published in the BMJ says that type 2 diabetes is indeed reversible for many patients who lose around 15 kilograms or 33 pounds. Diabetes is a chronic condition that has been rising rapidly throughout the world. It affected 8.5% of the world's population in 2014, about 422 million people, up from 4.7% in 1980. The most common form of diabetes is type 2 diabetes, also known as adult onset diabetes. It occurs when the body doesn't effectively use the insulin it produces, insulin being the hormone that regulates blood sugar. If your blood sugar level is too high and is not treated, it can lead to severe problems like blindness, stroke, kidney failure, and foot amputations. Type 2 diabetes is almost always directly tied to physical inactivity and extra body weight. We spoke with paper co-author Roy Taylor, professor of medicine and metabolism at Newcastle University, via email. The belief amongst doctors and scientists is that type 2 diabetes is irreversible, always gets steadily worse, demanding more and more drugs, then insulin. Patient groups advise that the first step for someone newly diagnosed is to get used to the idea of dealing with a lifelong illness. His research is the latest chapter in years' worth of investigation about type 2 diabetes. In 2006, he noticed that liver function tests done in patients were usually abnormal or on the high side. Then he saw research that patients who had undergone bariatric surgery enjoyed normal fasting glucose levels within 1 week of the operation. He said, although it became widely believed that this was an effect of special hormones produced by the gut, it was clear to me that it might simply be the sharp decrease in food intake. I published a hypothesis, the twin cycle hypothesis, suggesting how everything might be explained by too much fat in the liver and pancreas, then set about testing that hypothesis. His hunch was proved in 2011, and after that, the group conducted a larger study to find out if those benefits continued long term. The scientists were pleased to discover that remission does stay constant after a return to normal eating, provided that these subjects maintain a steady weight. Unfortunately, a lot of patients and doctors haven't clued into this finding that diabetes can go into remission. The BMJ paper was actually written to draw more attention to the reversibility of the condition and to incentivize everyone to strive for remission. Taylor said, "Remission is a great advantage to people with type 2 diabetes. Although many are content to continue taking the tablets or insulin and risk loss of eyesight, feet, etc., there are large numbers desperate to escape from type 2 diabetes." The authors call for doctors to record patients who have gone into remission. Taylor said, "In the UK National Health Service, there is a special coding category to describe diabetes in remission. It allows physicians to still be paid, ex-sufferers to not have to call themselves diabetic, and annual checks to be done to help motivation to keep weight steady. To achieve remission, diabetes type 2 patients must get their hemoglobin A1c blood level to normal levels for 1 year without assistance from diabetes medication." On its website, the American Diabetes Association notes that it's very rare for patients' diabetes to go into remission unless they've had bariatric surgery. However, the European Diabetes Forum, diabetes.co.uk, is more upbeat, stating that low-carb diets like the Mediterranean diet and commitment to exercise, as well as bariatric surgery, have all helped some people with diabetes to achieve remission. If you or someone you know is living with type 2 diabetes, consider talking to a doctor about steps to take toward remission. Today's episode is based on the article, "Type 2 Diabetes is Reversible After All," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Leah Hoyt. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.